This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Open up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Today is no exception.
Oh, that's a funky catch on TV.
They're showing highlights.
Yeah.
This game.
Yeah.
There's a lot of highlights for the orange team.
Yeah, the Broncos?
Yeah, the Broncos. The Denver team. Bo Nix was the AFC offensive player of the league last week.
He
had a good game. I don't remember, but he had a really good game. All right. Phone lines are full. We'll start with Ham, who's in Hampton. Hey, Ham.
Ham from Hampton.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Enjoying the show.
Thank you.
So, I got a question for each one of y'all. First question is for Andy. Right now, if you had to pick a defensive MVP for the Falcons, who would it be?
Okay.
And then the second question is for Randy.
Yes.
Randy, you played a hell of a tight end in the league at the highest level. Please tell me, how is it that you can call a timeout and then come out of a timeout and still get a damn delay of game penalty?
Thank you, Ham. Mine's easy. It's Jesse Bates.
No, without a doubt.
Jesse Bates is the defensive MVP of the Falcons.
And to your question, I have no clue. That is just horrible awareness.
Yep.
That is just horrible awareness. Horrible. And I thought the same damn thing, Ham.
Yep.
Yep. It's about the same thing.
Dion is in Covington. Hey, Dion.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. I got a question. This morning, State compared it to Seinfeld, a name off the character. And then I was thinking, if for the entertainment value of your guys' show, what sitcom would be closely in? Which character?
Interesting.
What?
What sitcom would I guess they were comparing themselves to characters on Seinfeld.
Okay.
On the Steakhouse.
I've never seen an episode of that, so.
So we won't go that one.
Yeah.
What would this show be? Like, what would be the most appropriate sitcom? That's a hard one. They need to make a sitcom like this.
Yeah, do
cartoons count as sitcoms?
Sure.
Because we would be the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, I mean, we are. Because okay. We all are each other. We all are one of them.
All right, who's who?
Well, I'm Raphael.
You're definitely Raphael. That.
Yes,
there's
I'm
no
definitely
question
Raphael.
About that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Donnie, I'm Michelangelo, and I'm Leo.
There we go.
Party dude?
Likes pizza? Yeah. Cracks jokes?
I don't know.
Always have to be the center of attention?
I don't know.
Oh, hey, what's that last one?
I don't know, man. I don't know if we have a party dude. You know? Michelangelo.
I feel like Randy might be all four Ninja Turtles on his own.
I'm not nothing about Donatello.
What's wrong with Donatello?
Nothing at all is wrong with Donatello.
It's just not you.
It's just not me. But I could be Leo.
You're three of the four.
I'm definitely Raphael.
Yeah, no, you are 100% Raphael.
Yes.
Plus he wears red, so you got the Georgia.
Yes.
You're good.
Yes.
Donatello wears purple, so.
Yes, definitely.
He's real, cerebral.
He's innovative.
He's innovative. He does machines. He did the inventions. I like that. I like that answer. Again, that sitcom, though, I don't know.
Who had the one brother? Didn't Magna P.I. have the one brother?
I mean,
I don't know. Go on, Abe.
The shoe salesman in Married with Children.
No, he was cool as hell, man.
He was.
I know, but we're asking for one sitcom.
But you're Al Bundy more than me.
I'm more Al Bundy than anybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they need to have one like this, is all I'm saying. Like, if we don't have a, maybe we should just be one. You know, write us into one.
How many sitcoms actually had four dudes in them?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, even Friends, I think, only had
three. We're definitely not that show.
Yeah, it's definitely three.
Because our show's funny.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely not.
All right. Brad's in Woodstock. Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys. Appreciate you having me. First of all, I want to give a shout-out Etowah Eagles, K through second football team, won the county championship last week.
Hell yeah.
What is the most cringeworthy thing a college team or NFL team can do? I'll give you mine. Okay. Texas A&M Giggum thing. Not sure what's going on there.
Okay.
What is that?
Cringeworthy thing that an NFL or college football team does. He thinks Giggum.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
It's weird.
It's very, very weird.
A lot of stuff they do at Texas A&M.
Very, very weird. The Giggum, yes. Giggum, ugh. Yeah, Auburn in the War Eagle.
Cringy?
Yeah, to me. I think it's the coolest thing ever. Oh. But where do you get War Eagle, but you're the Tigers?
I don't know.
Yeah, that and the Stanford Tree. We'll always be that. The Stanford Tree.
Fair enough.
The Stanford Tree. I love the War Eagle thing. It's cool and all that. And I know how it became. But
still weird. Did they explain it in the SEC documentary?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, no, it is. It's like Tigers and Eagles. Okay.
Yeah, it's very strange.
How do you roll? Roll Tide? What are we doing?
Somebody explained that to us too, and I can't remember. Somebody explained it to us.
Okay. We asked. I gotta look into this.
Yeah,
stuff.
Look into it.
So then I can.
It's right
know.
There.
All right. I think everything Oregon does is cringeworthy. In general existence.
Of course.
All the stuff they do.
I'll be honest. Their duck has gotten very cringy.
Yeah, it's too much.
He's doing some weird things this year.
He's getting ripped. Thank you. He like his popularity is so high right now that he just does dumbest.
Yeah, get him out of here.
Yep.
Get him out of here. All right. Pete is in Atlanta. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Andy. Your top three go-to eating drinking spots in the Smyrna.
Oh, all right, Pete. Number one, it's my porch.
Yep.
That's where we do most of our eating and drinking these days. There's a place called Muss and Turner's that does really good food, and then they also have a little bar in the back called Eleanor's, which is a good spot. We've been eating lately. There is a Italian restaurant called Mezza, I think it's called. I never know what it's called, but it's at Smyrna Market Village, and they do Kids Eat Free on Tuesday nights.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty good spot. Plus, they have pretty good pizza and stuff.
What's it called?
I think it's called Mezza.
Oh, okay.
I think. But it's the Italian place in Smyrna Market Village. So if you go there, it's the one Italian place right up front next to the fountain that they have.
Atkins Park. Y'all go to Atkins Park all the time?
Atkins Park's great.
Yeah.
Atkins Park's really cool. That's right there.
Seafood type place.
That's right there at Smyrna Market Village, too. And then Varner's. Varner's is a great, great spot. And then what's the one that Tara likes a lot that's up on Windy Hill? Creetwood Tavern.
Creetwood Tavern's
a good place to watch a game and have some drinks.
There
too.
We go.
Yeah. So we're, but mainly my porch. That's mainly where we're at these days. Robbie is in Atlanta. Hey, Robbie.
It's Tubobby.
Oh, hey, Tubobby.
And
hey, man.
My question is.
Hey, man, you a friend of the show. Don't be calling in with no attitude. This Tubobby. You're a friend of the program. What you got, T? Bobby.
All right, so. Everybody knows that Welcome to Atlanta is the unofficial anthem of Atlanta. But personally, I don't feel that it fits. I think Atlanta's more of a knuck if you buck or I ain't going to lit up city. Okay, what would be your anthem for Atlanta?
Southern Playalistic by Outkast.
Noble Plans you gave Pastor Troy.
Great answer.
Definitely.
Great answer.
Definitely.
To Bobby's saying that he doesn't really think that Welcome to Atlanta is like a great anthem. How do you feel about that song?
I love that song.
Yeah.
And I love the original version because the original version, if you did everything that Jermaine Dupri said, you had a great freaking week.
Describe a good week.
And we've all done it.
Wow.
And that's what I'm saying. We've all, I can't say we all did.
Not all.
But if you've been privileged enough to be able to do those things that he did before he remixed and everything, Strokers, I don't go no more. You can find me up. Like that week that he described was just.
By the time I moved,
it was magical.
By the time I moved
it was magical.
I literally bought my produce at 112.
Yes.
It was a Kroger.
Yes.
We lived right next to
Yes.
Me. And then I found that out later.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, really?
That, whatever he did, when Jermaine agreed described in the original version of that song, it's unreal.
It's a great beat. We have time for one more.
What a time to be alive.
No.
What a time to be alive.
And you were. And not only were you, but you lived.
I had money.
You were living.
Yes. I had a little money there, too.
Sure. You're just out there living. All right, let's get to takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day.
Joe said something, said when you're betting jelly beans, which I have no damn clue.
I think he was doing that weird thing people do sometimes where they pretend they don't gamble. Like he was saying, I don't know.
I have no clue. And
we all gamble now, all right? We can talk about it.
I have no clue. And Andy was in his 30s when... Andy was in his 30s when Notre Dame had the loss, the worst loss of the season.
I did. So long ago. No one can remember that. Yes. It was to Northern Illinois.
Yes.
It was not good. Adam Schefter, love guy. Big love guy.
This week's life advice from the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Get your ass home.
Yeah, man. When she texted that, have fun.
It's always
after,
a good
after
idea.
After you left. Yeah, dog. Go home.
Yeah, Schefter celebrated his first time ever, apparently, by breaking football news.
Yeah. Hey, love. Hey, love, I got to work real quick.
He was an NFL insider before he was...
Yes. Yes. Before he was an insider.
All right. We'll come back and see what Dukes and Bell have for you next on Sports.